At 4:30, you're with All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook. Each week at this time, we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. To help you make your weekend plans, Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll joins us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Steve.
Kathy, movie fans know it's Oscar night on Sunday. There are a couple of Oscar-related events happening, including a concert.
Yes, Cape Cod Opera is doing a concert Sunday afternoon, and they're going to be featuring music from Oscar-winning movies. They've got three singers and a pianist, and part of the program is going to be from Broadway shows that have gone on to Oscar acclaim, like West Side Story and South Pacific, and then this year's Les Miserables. But then there's other songs from other movies like Moon River, The Way We Were, My Heart Will Go On from Titanic. And because it's Cape Cod Opera, they are expected to also do something from Moonstruck so that they have kind of an opera theme going. And that show takes place at 3 o'clock at the Church of the Holy Spirit Parish Hall in Orleans, and there's going to be a champagne reception afterwards.
And if you want to watch the Oscars, you have a place to go too.
On Martha's Vineyard. The Martha's Vineyard Film Center is actually going to be having people walk down a red carpet, and then there's going to be food and drink, and you can watch the Oscars as they unfold on the big screen that they have there. They also have a photo booth there that people can have their picture taken with a real Oscar. I realize that I have no idea whose Oscar this is, but they said it's a real Oscar. And there's also going to be a contest. So prizes will be awarded to see who can guess the most wins.
That's nice. So you can hold that Oscar up and like be kissing it as if
pretend it's you up there. Yes.
Theater goers have a lot to choose from. You have a great story this week about a father and a son performing together in The King and I.
Yes. Alex Perry of Wellfleet has actually shaved his head to play the King of Siam. And his son, 13-year-old Cole, is playing Prince Chula Longcorn. They've done a few shows together because a few shows back at the Academy Playhouse in Orleans, Cole was in a show and they needed somebody to fill in for a few performances for somebody who couldn't be there. And his dad had been really doing a lot of theater when he was in Provincetown High School, but that was like 20 years ago. And so he said, well, can you fill in? And he said, okay, well, I'll do it to be able to spend the time with you. And then he really got the acting bug again. So now he's done a few shows. And this is a nice way for father and son to be able to perform together and spend some time together.
And Kathy, at the Kituit Center for the Arts, there's a Rodgers and Hammerstein review. Tell us about this.
It's called A Grand Night for Singing, and it includes music from 11 Rodgers and Hammerstein shows, including The King and I. But one of the great connections is the harpist that's in the orchestra, Katie Lynch Coughlin. She's playing a nearly 100-year-old harp that her parents bought for her as a child, but they bought it from the nephew, follow me here, of this woman named Helen Rodgers, who was no relation to composer Rodgers, but she played that harp in the orchestra for Rodgers and Hammerstein. So Katie says she also owns another harp, but she always tries to use this one when she plays for a Rodgers and Hammerstein show. And the harp is going to be 100 years old next year, and she's thinking about having a concert to celebrate its birthday.
And at the Cape Cod Community College, Chinese-American dancers are going to be marking the Lunar New Year this weekend.
Yes, it's the Year of the Snake that's being celebrated now for the Chinese New Year. And this group of young women ranging in age from 12 to 18 are going to come down to the college and do an hour of dances and other traditional performances from Taiwan and mainland China. That's going to include the dragon dance, the lion dance, and we have a great photo in Cape Week of that, Taiwanese drums, and folk dancing. And their part of the mission of their group is to spread the culture and get people to understand here a little bit more about traditions in China. And this is one way they do that.
And this happens Saturday?
Yes, it happens Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Tilden Arts Center at the college.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this week on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.